Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim, one harmonical. So, I had an interesting episode happen last night. Well, it's kind of going around. Homecoming week. Homecoming week. And if you remember homecoming week and your time frame or your era, wherever you're at, whatever your age is, shenanigans kind of
Love
happen.
that word, shenanigans.
And some of them are totally just fun. It's excitement. It's literally nothing's harming anybody. Like I'm gonna pick on TPing. We have, where we're at. I mean, TP is kind of a big thing, and they hit the seniors a lot of times. And my daughter's a senior, so we watch in the evening. And last night we got hit a little bit. It was funny. It was fun. And we had a neighbor person who does not believe this stuff is funny at all. And he was very frustrated and angry, and he sits outside all night long. And I'm not judging at this point. I'm just stating the facts, okay? He sits outside all night long and will watch for these people because he does not want to get TP'd at all. His son's also a senior, and his son is one that actually goes to TP other people. So as I'm listening to this, I was kind of chuckling inside, and I thought, there's no harm in going out and TP. Like, I pulled some stuff when I was little. I pulled some stuff when I was little, and I'm sure we all did. But it, like, gives you excitement. It gives you, like an almost like an adrenaline rush, but a good
It
one.
does,
You're not
yeah.
harming somebody at all. It's just like, okay, here we are. We're having fun in life. And even I got to have some fun last night too. I'm not going to go into all the details on this one, but I got
You
to
were
have some
having fun,
fun.
even as you're telling this story, Kim. Like, I hope everyone who's listening is picking up on the there's that energy. It's a mischievous energy. It's a on the edge of your on the edge of your chair. Like, what's going to happen next?
It was just a lot of fun. I got to like hang out in the woods and try and scare some cars and people and stuff like that trying to go by. And it was just again like that young energy. It's like that childlike energy came out of me, and I was like I was a high schooler what as you got older, and I look at the neighbor and how he is in his state where he's like, I don't want this. And for him, he didn't want to clean up the mess. He didn't want it to ruin his yard, his lawn, have toilet paper all over the place. That was his thought process and what he was sticking to. That's totally
Yeah,
fine. You can have
it
that
is.
belief.
Yep.
But I'm also looking at it as some of these things that people are putting on others, there was a judgment towards me because now I'm having fun in my yard. And he's not looking at it as fun, as, oh my gosh, I have a mess to clean up. And I'm thinking, hey, this is a fun challenge. Let's play with this. Like, let's try and, like, just scare these kids because they're just trying to, like, have fun too. And so we're in a playground playing.
I think it's pretty fair to say, Kim, that most everyone has been on both sides of that fence, and it's far more enjoyable to be the person who's having the fun than the one who's not in the mood for the fun. And both, like you said, it's legit. Both experiences are totally legit. It's just a little much in our world now that that fun one doesn't seem to surface as much, which is why I think this one stands out so much too, Kim. So I'm sorry, back to you.
The fun of these possible excitable things, because we're getting caught up in what you have to do. You have to be an adult. You have to like play this part now. Oh, you're done being a child. Grow up. Some of these things that we've, like, I remember being told when I was a kid, like, grow up. Like, come on, you're not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
And you did. You have to, like, buck up and you have to, like, play the adult role part. And the adult role part that they were teaching me was to be quiet and shut my mouth and not actually have fun, not laugh, and go to work. And here I am now, like, screw that. I'm going to have fun again.
I'm going to play and have fun. It's all beautiful to travel through it, you know? Because the depth that you can love and appreciate having fun now is in part because you got so far away from it through some training, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
I'd love to see your neighbor having a lot of fun. I bet he just lights up when he laughs. It would be delightful to see him having fun. But I get from it, Kimmy, when you said I'm a teenager again, there's a boundless energy to it before all these limitations are put on, or it freed itself from those limitations for that moment. And that's what you were doing last night. You were in that boundlessness, and I just don't think we even let kids go into that a whole lot anymore, much less adults. And it's harmless when you're in that. We're talking about the harmless one. We're not talking about destroying people's stuff. We're talking harmless shenanigans.
Yes. Yeah. And we're rewiring, we're retraining our brains to, we're still an adult. We're going to respect the adult, but we're also going to play in that childlike energy.
Yeah.
And so Jill and I have a class coming up. If you don't know this already, please look it up. So we have a class coming up this Saturday, coming up quick. And we're here to help people to release some of these, basically the belief systems, the grow up, you're an adult now, you have to work, you have to do this. And what we've been told from our parents or society in the past, that you have to act a certain age or be a certain person. Yeah, we're here to break those beliefs. Not necessarily break. I got called on that one in my head. But, like, to shift the concept of them, to shift the idea of, like, there's still honor and respect for a lot of those beliefs that were there. They served a purpose. But do they serve a purpose for you right now? Are they limiting you?
Yeah.
This is what we're going to go into, and we're going to help you shift out of that, I have to do this because this is what I was trained. Well, this is just who I am because of how I was raised. Like, do you like that person? Do you like following that belief, or are you ready to shift it?
Move into boundlessness. More boundlessness.
Yes.
It's very freeing. It's fun. It's an easy process. It's powerful. It's, oh my gosh, it's just, I love it so much. I hope you check it out. I really do. We'd love to see you at the class. I'll just leave it that. It's like it's so flipping cool.
Yes.
Oh, Kim, I love
it. It's like bringing out this mischievous part of us. Like, ooh, you're telling me it's okay that I can, like, run around in the dark again? Woohoo!
Exactly.
I can
play and have fun. Yes.
Yep.
I was just going to say that. Thank you for bringing up that mischievous energy for us. It was so needed. Fun.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill. And I'll have to thank all the TPers out there in homecoming week. Thank you for that experience.
I love it.
It'll be a fun week. Fun week.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.